Based on one of the strangest true stories I've ever encountered, Shipwrecked, the amazing adventures of Louis de Rougemont, as told by himself, now playing at the Barksdale Willow Lawn, is a pure delight. Framed as an evening's entertainment in a lecture hall, this is the story of a man who claims to have been shipwrecked on a desert island for 30 years, where he learned how to ride sea turtles like a cowboy and was taken in by a tribe of aborigines and worshipped as a sea god, their words, not his. Oh yes, along the way he saw a giant octopus pull a stray fishing boat under the ocean, have the ship he was sailing on get sucked into a whirlpool. He learned an aboriginal language and saved his people from destruction by putting warriors on stilts. It is a marvelous night of storytelling, with Joe Insco in rare Ham-esque form in the title role. Insco takes on the role of de Rougemont and swallows it whole, completely disappearing in the process. For the entire evening's entertainment, which runs about 1 hour and 45 minutes, Insco gallivants, poses, pontificates, and spins an amazing yarn that transports the audience into another world. Helping Insco are Carolyn Mead and Scott Wichman, assuming a variety of roles. Ship captains, dogs, Aboriginal tribesmen, Australian prospectors, magazine editors, moms, and children are just some of the roles they take on. Shipwrecked would be worth it just because this is the first time that Insco and Wichman have appeared in a play together. Two Richmond stalwarts and they're finally together? It's about time. Brian Barker's set is deceptive. The blank canvas allows the actors to move about a variety of spaces, from crowded London streets to lush tropical rainforests and everything in between. Helping the illusion along are videos provided by Randall Graves. Sue Griffin's costumes add so much to the fun, and Lynn Hartman's lights move us from place to place with ease. Other mentions should go to Terry Snyder's puppets, Terry Powers' puppets and props, and Amanda Durst's vocal coaching. Director John Moon has put together a winning team that can successfully blend a declamatory style of acting with some modern technical aspects. But the night really belongs to Insco. If you've ever been fortunate enough to have to memorize a one-minute monologue as an audition piece and remember the amount of work you had to put in for that, imagine what Insco had to do to put together this evening. Aside from having to utilize his prodigious memory, he had to add in all the physical aspects of the performance. For a guy that plays a lot of old codgers, Insco shows a lot of spirit and amazing stamina. Add to that Wichman at his finest. One of the best things about Wichman is his versatility. He has an uncanny ability to move in and out of characters with a blink of an eye. His version of the faithful dog Bruno is heartwarming, and many of his lesser characters still manage to wring emotions out of a few minutes on stage. Shipwrecked is a great evening of entertainment and well worth checking out. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.